CNN is preparing for the thing we told you was coming for years now. Barry Weiss, CBS News, Paramount Skydance, taking over, and all of the very far lefties losing control over cable news. But now, the trades, the Hollywood trades, they have something to say, and they're begging, they're pleading. Dear Ellisons, don't change CNN, don't make it centrist again, don't, we beg of thee. And we'll tell you why. They're pleading and no longer counting on California, on New York, nor Europe. It is a wonderful day, folks. Mr. Bluebird is on our shoulder. The skies, they're still up there. The sun's still shining. And even if you at this time have some gray clouds blocking it, just know you're the kind of person who could be rocking it if only you continue on the path forward. Ladies and gentlemen, we move forward and only coveting you click that like button as we get into the news. It's CNN and the mainstream media losing control over the official narratives. CNN takeover is prepping, and guess what, folks? All those sources that are telling you, no, California's going to stop it, New York is going to stop it, Europe's going to stop it, nobody's going to stop it. And the reason you know that is because the actions behind the scenes say they know the truth. So don't be tricked. Not again. Brian Steinberg out of Variety says CNN on edge. Staffers fear. Barry Weiss takeover as Paramount Warner Brothers deal moves closer to finish line. They know it's going to happen. There are 600 million reasons why Paramount Skydance should not tinker too much with the inner workings of CNN. Oh, it's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those, isn't it? I think we know the angle they're going to go for. 600 million reasons. That's revenue? That's terrible if it is. Staffers at the news giant fear the company, soon expected to be the new owner, will ignore all of them. CNN is not what it once was. It's not grabbing the attention and viewers that it did under the aegis of its founder, entrepreneur Ted Turner, and it's not throwing off the same amount of cash as when it was managed by the media executive Jeff Zucker. There are more news platforms vying for the attention of the people who have turned first to CNN, yada, yada, yada. But what does it say? It says CNN will generate $600 million in profit in 2026 on $1.8 billion in revenue. The news company remains on track to do so, according to a person familiar with the matter. Okay, so $600 million in profit. What we don't know is exactly how much is being spent to keep CNN running, but I would guarantee you it's a ton. So we don't have the ROI. We don't know the return on investment. Now, $600 million in profit in 2026, that's nothing to sneeze about. But here's the deal. Paramount is going to win this thing. They're already acting like it's going to win this thing. People have been saying, surely not. Barry Weiss, no, please, no. And now the argument has switched. The narrative is changing. Variety is one of the trades of Hollywood. The trades say what the orthodoxy position is going to be. And right now, the orthodoxy position is switching from, please don't buy it, please somebody stop it, please judges step in, to, well, don't fiddle with it because you'll lose money. And we just love you so much, Paramount. We don't want you to lose money. They're so concerned now for the Ellisons. I can't believe they're concerned. We just want to help you. We just want to help you because we all of a sudden we care about Friends of the Orange Man. We don't want you to mess with CNN and lose all that precious, precious money. They're such good friends. They're amigos. They're chums. Lorne, but they're done. This is happening now. Barry Weiss is taking over. And one of the things we've seen, Lorne, that they never want to talk about is they said that when Barry Weiss came in, she's going to destroy CBS News. Oh, it's over. It's over. She comes in 60 Minutes, which is in turmoil and tumult. 60 Minutes ratings went up. 60 Minutes ratings went up under Barry Weiss. They're terrified she's going to do that again with CNN. And they're terrified that if that happens, then that's going to lead MS Now to do the same thing, try to move back to the middle. They don't want CNN to become, Lorne, the centrist news network. Your thoughts?
Well, tough. You know, it's like there's a market and money talks. And when you start having other people take the plunge, it's the same thing we say about Hollywood all the time. When one studio finally breaks from the orthodoxy and makes a break and does something original or does something that is not pushing an ideology and is successful at it, all of the others will jump on the bandwagon. That's the same thing that's happening here. She's already started the process. They've already seen the results. What follows is going to be attempting to replicate those results because at the end of the day, this is a business. And they don't want to be in last place.
Yeah, that's funny how you said the last thing you had said, Pro, was that the ratings went up for 60 Minutes, and they don't want that. It's like, wait a minute, you don't want your ratings to go up, CNN? You don't want to have more viewership? It's like, what are we doing here? Yeah, that's the funny thing, is that whatever Barry Weiss is going to do is probably going to help CNN immensely, you know, because they've lost a ton of viewership over the years. And yeah, they're worried that the ideology is going to get put on the back burner. Oh, we can't get out here and preach and proselytize and propagandize to everybody. Now we actually just have to give the news from an even keel, you know, not too much to the left. So that's what they're afraid of. That to me is hilarious, because you guys really don't care about making money or telling the truth or being a reputable news source. You just want to spit your ideology out there to the public. And that I cannot stand. So good. I hope Barry Weiss gets in there and cleans them up.
So you guys heard me say $600 million has been the profit for CNN as reported. Okay, so we're just talking about what's reported. Anybody want to take a stab at what the profit is for Fox News? Anybody got an idea on that one?
I'm going to say it's a lot more. Let me go. You said $600
million? $600 million for CNN profit.
Let me go. I'm going to just throw it out there. $10 billion.
Well, that's a little, that would be very pleasant. It's not quite 10. It's $2.2 billion profit for Fox.
That's the first thought I had, and I said, well, let me just go for
it. Go for it. Go for the gusto. So what's funny about this is, so the way this is presented, because they don't care about the Ellisons. They don't care about Paramount Skydance. They hate these guys. They despise the fact that they're getting CNN. And but now they're writing articles about, well, you really shouldn't mess with it, guys. We're here to take care of you. Like, sure you are. What Paramount Skydance is going to be looking at is, okay, we have a cable company that if we handle it the correct way, there's no reason we can't be like Fox News. Why does Scott Jennings not have a show, right? And what they've got to think now is we're at $600 million in profit. How do we triple that? Like, you won't catch up with Fox News if you do that, but you'll be darn close. That's what they've got to be thinking. And instead, what Hollywood is telling them is, don't mess with it or else you won't be making $600 million. This is teeny weeny itsy bitsy. This is couch change for the Ellisons. They're the second richest legitimate wealth built family in the world, just behind Elon. They're smart enough. I don't know who they're writing this for. Like, I don't know what they think they're achieving with these kinds of articles where they're like, well, you know, guys, you really got to be careful here. This is crazy to me. $600 million. It's not terrible. And to give you another idea of what that looks like, $600 million, the Walt Disney Company, okay? Just to give you an idea. And Paramount, Skydance, they're now on par with Disney in terms of size and media influence. The Walt Disney Company announced the other day that they're getting like $500 million in profit off of Shanghai Disneyland. A single theme park, Shanghai Disneyland in China. Yes. Okay? Disney would not be happy if one of their biggest assets was bringing in just that amount. Shanghai Disneyland is fine. But listen, Paramount Skydance wants way more than $600 million in profit off of CNN, which could be operated for so little. So little. Guys, last thing to talk about, I guess, is just imagine all of the contracts with the airports, all of the contracts with the hospitals, everybody who's obliged to play CNN, and all they have to pay for really in this day and age is get somebody on a screen and put a teleprompter in front of them and then cast people in the prime time that are interesting to watch. But interesting to watch is not saying the same thing over and over again and parodying, although they are a parody in some ways, but just preaching the same screed over and over. What's interesting to people, I guarantee you, what's interesting is conversations with different ideas coming together in a way that's digestible, not screaming, not lurching, not sneering at each other, but actually having human dialogue. That's how the new media has conquered. That's how surely Paramount Skydance can conquer with CNN. Guys, what do you think about that? Trying to emulate what's being done with Joe Rogan and so many others who just have conversations, just interesting conversations.
I mean, wasn't that what Larry King was doing for, you know, years? Like, that was, he was
in a dry way, DA, in a very dry way.
But I mean, he was, but that's what it was. He would bring people on. He would have conversations. They would be interesting. Yep. And, you know, you could just get, I mean, imagine if they could get somebody on that Joe Rogan style that knows how to just engage people and
right.
keep,
let's learn together.
Interesting. And it would be I mean, that's what they should be doing. Yeah, you're right.
But instead, the article is telling us, Lauren, that they're prepping The staffers are terrified. They're preparing to be taken over by the lesbian Jewish lady. Arbiter of conservatism, the lesbian Jewish lady, Barry Weiss. They can't stand her. Unmute, Lauren. We'd love to hear from you.
Can I offer a tongue-in-cheek alternative view?
Please, sir.
Maybe instead of a staid, calm conversation, what they could do is bring WWE into this and have an actual ring where they debate. And when the conversation gets heated, they gotta get like into their shorts and robes and go off the top rope and body slam the other guy. Turn it into pure entertainment.
Oh, yeah. You want to mess with me? You want to take a different political position than me? I like this idea. I love this. And frankly, I think... you know, from the top ropes, somebody dropping the scissor hold. I think some of the folks at CNN are well made for that. I think they probably have done that a few times. Folks, you tell us, are they at risk of losing more than a dime or two if they go to the middle? Or is this just yet more of the trades trying to figure out some way to say,
we don't like that meanie Barry Weiss. She's just too mean and lesbian for us, darn conservative.
What a joy, what a pleasure, folks, to get to make a video for you, and thank you for watching the entire thing. We could not do this without folks like you. We could not do this without the truly dedicated and those who care about what we have to say. And you can share this out with even more people by clicking that like button, by sharing this out across the social medias, and by doing this one thing, folks, that we don't say enough. Click it and stick it to the algorithms. It is the notification bell. Until the next time we spend time together, folks, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.